Politik.
Well, good evening to all of you and welcome. And this is a great occasion for all of us. 20 years of Irish Week concerts here at Augusta. And it's great to see you all here. It's an awful lot to celebrate, you know, and a veritable rogues gallery of faces. If you go out here during intermission or at the end, just on your right in front of the choir room, there's a whole series of photographs, a collage over 20 years, and you will see a motley crew assembled there in various stages of regression over the 20 years. And it's a fine sight, I can assure you. You could develop it. And the nice thing about it, funnily enough today, it was almost touching to see that every single person there is still with us. And that's a wonderful thing. Just a couple of housekeeping announcements here. Please do not tape the concerts. And we also ask that no photographs be taken at all during the concerts. They distract the audience and the artists alike. Also, just as a courtesy to the artists, if you do need to leave, if you could wait till the end of a set, and you can go out, and that would certainly be to everybody's liking. There'll be also other announcements in the course of the concert about things for sale and so on. Well, we're celebrating an awful lot of things here, 20 years of Irish Week at Augusta. We're also celebrating the great vitality of the culture, the wonderful music and dance and song traditions that now thrive as never before on both sides of the Atlantic. And we're also celebrating the diaspora of all the Irish arts, and they go beyond Ireland and America to places like England, where there always has been a great tradition of Irish music. And we're delighted to welcome back two people who've been here over the years at Augusta to open the set with us. John Skelton on the flute, and you'll know John from his visits here over the years with the house band, one of the great multi-instrumentalists in British and Irish folk music, and also plays a lot of Breton music as well. He's going to be playing the flute tonight. On the tenor banjo and on the mandolin, originally from St. Albans near London in England, now living in Chicago, Pauline Keneally. And they're going to be accompanied by one of the great accompanists in Irish music. She was here a lot in the early years, playing along with Brendan Mulvihill, the great fiddle player, also was born in England, strangely enough. And she comes originally from California, now lives in Baltimore, and plays these days with Cherish the Lady. So please make them welcome to open this concert, John Skelton, Pauline Keneally, and Donna Long.
I used to play the banjo, but I had to give it up. It's hurting my lips.
Well, it's great being back here, and we're delighted to be playing with you tonight. What's the first jig called, John?
Number One.
And the second jig is called The Scotsman Over the Border. Okay, so...
I hope you appreciate our colour sense tonight. We disguise ourselves as a box of licorice of all sorts.
He's not Bertie Bassett.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was lovely, John. Jesus, I didn't know you could play the flute like that. Terrible, isn't it? Okay, I'm going to continue with a selection of reels. What did he just do? I don't know. And the first two reels I heard from the playing of a great box and flute player from County Mayo called Dermot Grogan. And I really don't know the names of the first two, but the third tune, I don't know the name of that either. And I'm sure you're not a bit shocked after the last time I was here. I didn't know the names of them either. So we're going to go ahead with those, and I hope you enjoy them.
Much. I'd like to play you a slow air now on the flute, two, followed by a dance tune, and both recent compositions in the last 25-30 years. The first tune was written by the Scottish accordion player Freeland Barber, who comes from Perthshire, up there in Scotland. And I was asked to play this by somebody, so I'm doing it for them. And it's called The Fire on the Hearth, and I'd like to play it for my good friend Tony Cuff, who's with me in spirit tonight. And then I'm going to play you a barn dance written by Vincent Broderick, the Lochray flute player, great tune, with the unfortunate name The Fiddler Around the Fairy Fort. It's a nice name, but you try saying that with a mouthful of pasta. Fiddler in a Fairy Fort. So an air and then a barn dance. Should mention that in London, a slow air is also known as a puncture. Oh. Thank you. We're going to finish off here now with a couple of quick set of reels. The first one is called The Valley's Goat. The second one is called The Mountain Top. And the third one is called William Hague's Farewell to Parliament. Yeah, so William Hague is a... Never mind. Anyway. Anyway, we've had a great time so far this week. I'm sure it's going to get even better. And we'd like to thank Mick Maloney for getting us back. He said to us 2 years ago, God, we've had a great time. We should get the same people back in 2 years' time. And I thought, oh, yeah, right. And he did.
And I thought, oh, no.
Anyway, here's some reels for you. Thanks a lot. So this is an unusual version. I'm trying to work out which one I'm going to play.
Okay, we'll play that one.
Yep.
John Skelton, Pauline Keneally and Donna Long there. Probably the best dressed opening act we've ever had in 20 years here of Irish Week. Mind just as you, that wouldn't be hard, right? Some announcements. There's going to be a silent afternoon in the lobby, and bidding will continue until intermission at the Thursday concert. And this is a great way to support the Augusta programs. And featured items include a Halyhurst print, a tenor banjo, and a limited edition accordion donated by Billy McComiskey, which are all the rage these days. And the Augustus store, of course, is going to be open in the lobby during intermission and immediately following the concert. And you can pick up recordings from tonight's artists, of course, and other artists as well. A few years ago, I made my first trip ever to the Western Highlands of Scotland, and I was in the company of an expert on clan history and a broadcaster from the island of Lewis in the Outer Hebrides, a man called Donal Ilium Stewart. And it was a fascinating experience. I'd never been to the Isles of Scotland before, into the Western Highlands. And for those of you who have been to the west of Ireland, it's like if you took County Kerry and Connemara and Donegal and the majestic mountain scenery from those counties and multiplied it by three. And you'd get an extent of the vistas, the extraordinary vistas that unfold all the way up from Oban, all the way up the coast, all the way up to the Isle of Skye and beyond. Extraordinary territory and starkly beautiful, and heather growing there, and of course islands all off the coast as well. And as beautiful as it was, though, it was sort of sad because it was so deserted, and you could go miles and miles and not see any houses. And Donald was telling me, being the expert that he is on clan history, but all the different families and settlements and clans that were expropriated there, that were driven off their lands by the big lairds who wanted to turn those lands over to sheep farming in the early 19th century. And those parts of the Highlands were also hit later on by the famine. But even before that, they'd experienced huge population loss, and hundreds of thousands of people were driven from the lands in the Highland clearnesses. And many ended up crossing the Atlantic and ending up in the eastern part of Canada, in the province that became known as Nova Scotia, which of course translates from the Latin as New Scotland. And there, off the east coast of Nova Scotia, is the island of Cape Breton. And for the last 200 years, some of the oldest traditions in Scotland have been nurtured, but they also have evolved in their own very distinct way. And we're very proud to have representatives of this wonderful culture here every year. They're our cultural cousins in many ways. We're going to welcome back once more the extraordinary fiddle player Gerry Holland, a wonderful fiddler in the Cape Breton tradition, also an extraordinary composer. And I go around Ireland every summer and I hear so many younger musicians under 25 playing his tunes. I wonder how they got them. And Gerry doesn't seem to know how the tunes have crossed over there. But his tunes, his compositions are in wide circulation in Ireland. And this year he'll be accompanied by the first time by Marion Duren on piano. And there's a very distinctive style of Cape Breton piano playing which has evolved in the last 50 years or so, quite different than the Irish style. And also by his son, Gerry Holland, on snare drums. And of course, back once again doing Cape Breton dancing is going to be Malky Rosenfeld. So please make them welcome Gerry Holland, Marion Dewar, Gerry Holland Jr., and Malky Rosenfeld.
How's everybody tonight? Thank you.
think Maloney deserves a big hand as well. I guess this is his 20th year here. Let's hear it tonight.
Certainly a landmark for sure.
I'd like to start off with a little tune called Tears. I guess I'll just play it for you.
This is Melky. If you watch real close, her feet never leave her legs.
Thank you.
What did I tell you?
Come on out, Malky, and take a bow here.
Malky Rosenberg. Thank you so much. Great lady, I told you. Great dancer. We lost a fiddling friend this year from the south here. His name was John Hartford. Big loss. I made him a little tune. I called it Ironclad. Thank you so much. John was a real close friend. I miss him a lot. He did a lot for our music and fiddles, and he was a wonderful, wonderful friend. He's going to be missed very, very, very much. To finish off our group, thank you. To finish off our group, I'm going to play a bunch of traditional tunes from home, Cape Breton, and I'd like to thank you very much. I'm going to play some strass bays and reels. I guess this is what they call the meat and potatoes of it all. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Mighty Music and Dancing there from Cape Breton Island. And a lot of similarities, actually, when I was traveling in the Western Highlands, in the whole area of language erosion and culture erosion. There's only about 60,000 Gaelic speakers left now. And that's just about the same number of people that speak Irish Gaelic in as a first language in their daily lives. And those people are in Gaeltachtaí, mostly in the western seaboard, County Kerry, County Galway, and County Donegal, and some over in County Waterford in the southeast of Ireland. And the number of people speaking it all the time at home probably is less than 60,000, but it's sort of holding steady. And one of the art forms that I suppose was on the endangered species list in Irish traditional culture over the years, as the music was starting to thrive, was the tradition of unaccompanied singing in the Irish language, and that's known as Shan Nos, or old style. Shan means old, and Nos is way, or the old way, the old style of singing. And it's sung in all the Gaelic communities. I suppose it's reached its zenith in Connemara with an extraordinary fluid and florid style of ornamentation, which is associated with that part of Ireland more than any other. But I noticed, I've been going around America for over 25 years now, meeting musicians from different parts of Ireland, and I couldn't help but be struck by the small number of singers I met over these years. And I suppose the reason mostly that one didn't hear singers in the Irish community settings was that there were relatively few places for them to sing. Singing in an unaccompanied style of singing is hard work in a noisy setting like a pub, where the music will thrive in a corner. And it just seemed it was one of those traditions that didn't have a place in contemporary culture. Well, happily, that seems to have changed over the last 10 or 15 years or so. And one of the first singers I met when I went up to Boston singing in this old style was a woman that had been in Boston since the mid-1960s, but actually hadn't been singing outside the home until the early 1980s. And I speak of Bridget Fitzgerald, and Bridget has been coming down here to teach not only Shan Nos singing, but also phrases in the Irish language for many years now at Augusta, and we're delighted to welcome him back. So here's Bridget Fitzgerald from Inverin, Connemara, County Galway.
Great. I said, hi, and how are you? I was just asking Mick when it was that we met, and you know this is the 20th anniversary of the Augusta, of Irish Week at Augusta. And I met Mick, he thinks it's 83, I'm not sure, back in Boston in a session. And a friend of mine, Brian O'Donovan, said to Mick, he said, this is